Hi everyone, my name is Keerthana Kumar and I am a software engineer at the Visual Studio App Center team. Today, I'm excited to share with you how to learn about your app using Crash Analytics in Visual Studio App Center. To begin with, I'll give you an overview of Visual Studio App Center. I will then briefly outline why you as a developer can learn about your app using data. Finally, with the help of a short demo, I'll show you how you can leverage Crash Analytics in your application development process. Visual Studio App Center, your continuous integration, delivery, and learning solution for iOS, Android, Windows, and Mac apps. With Visual Studio App Center, you can connect your existing repos and create automated builds. You can then test on real devices in the cloud, distribute your apps to users and beta testers, and finally monitor real-time customer usage using Crash and analytics data. Ultimately, Visual Studio App Center empowers you to ship higher quality apps more frequently with greater confidence. Today, I'll be focusing on how you can learn more about your app with real-time crash reporting. Before diving into the details of crash reporting service on Visual Studio App Center, let me explain why and how learning from your app data can help you ship high-quality apps consistently. As app developers, you know that sometimes your apps can crash on a user's device. Wouldn't it be nice to have comprehensive, well-categorized, real-time data on the health of your app? The app development cycle can be optimized if you can make informed decisions based on the number of customers impacted. As you dive into the specific scenarios encountered by your users, getting detailed information can help you fix existing issues and continuously increase the quality of your app. All of this is conveniently available to you under Crashes on Visual Studio App Center. Let us jump into our demo. This is my Xamarin app. Once on the app's dashboard, I can see the Getting Started page. This makes it convenient for me to know how to add Visual Studio App Center SDK to my existing app. In my case, I've installed both analytics and crash packages. Once the app is distributed, I'm ready to collect real-time crash and analytics data for the app. Here on Visual Studio App Center dashboard, you can see all of the services offered. But today, we're going to look at crashes. Right on top of the page, I can see a quick overview of the health of the app. I can see crash-free users per day as well as crashes per day charts. This helps me understand how my app is doing in the market. Below, I can see a list of crash groups. A crash group is a set of crashes that all have the same crash reason or crash frame. This view helps me and my team triage the different crash groups and understand the severity of each and every problem. Using Visual Studio App Center, I can sort the list of crash groups by the number of crashes, by the number of users impacted, and when the last crash occurred. Once we've decided which crash group to work on, as a developer, I can go into the details of the group. Let's look at this crash group. As I go about fixing the issue, the most important thing I will look at is the stack trace of the crashed frame. Here's the stack trace. I can also look at the type of devices and operating systems that were affected by this crash. Additionally, I can annotate this crash group to let my team know that I'm working on it or I found something interesting. If need be, and I want to look into a particular crash of this crash group, I can actually go into the details of a particular crash. Here, I can potentially see the other threads that were running as this crash occurred, any events that were captured right before the crash happened, or any attachments that I added as part of the SDK in order to make my job easier. Once I figure out the issue, fix the bug, and push a new version, I'm ready to close the crash group. Alternatively, if I was already working with an existing bug tracker as part of my development process, I can enable it as a service in our settings page. Currently, we support both VSTS and GitHub. Here, I've enabled GitHub as a bug tracker and set it up so that it automatically creates new issues for every new crash group. Here on the issues page on my GitHub, I can see all the crash groups that have been created. When I'm working on a PR and I've fixed a particular issue, let's take this one for instance. And as I finish the PR and close the issue, this particular crash group will automatically be closed on Visual Studio App Center. Isn't that wonderful? As we have seen how your DevOps cycle can be optimized with the help of crash analytics on Visual Studio App Center, let us review the best features of crash reporting. Using the service, you and your team can use crash groups to triage all existing issues. For each group, you can see the details of individual crashes, the crash thread, stack traces, attachments, and much, much more. You can also enable automated bug tracking and optimize your experience as a developer. Now that you have learned how to continuously ship high-quality apps using Visual Studio App Center, it is time to take your development process to the next level. You can sign up on appcenter.ms. To learn more about the other services offered in Visual Studio App Center, check out the related Connect videos. Thank you for watching.